it's an unprecedented yet largely forgotten nightmare. The collapse of a dam creates a massive wall of water, killing hundreds of people, with most of the deaths in Ventura County.
12.4 billion gallons of water suddenly came surging through San Francisco Canyon and heading toward the Santa Clara River Valley all the way to the ocean 54 miles away.
That's historian and author John Wilkman, who's written a book about the St. Francis Dam disaster. The accident sent a huge tidal wave of water from northwestern Los Angeles County down the Santa Clara River, hitting communities along its banks in Ventura County.
The St. Francis Dam was built by the famous William Mulholland in the 1920s, and it was the kind of culmination of the Owens Valley Aqueduct system that Mulholland had created.
Wilkman has spent more than 20 years researching the disaster, leading to the book Floodpath, the deadliest man-made disaster of 20th century America and the making of modern Los Angeles.
The dam was built in San Francisco Canyon, northeast of today's Santa Clarita. It was a concrete dam, which was the latest technology of the day.
By March 12, 1928, the dam was full.
It was at the very crest, and it's not uncommon in that process for concrete dams to sort of settle and to leak a bit as the concrete cures. But on the morning of March 12, 1928, the dam keeper, a man named Tony Harnischfeger, noticed a leak that seemed to be issuing muddy water. And if it was muddy water, that meant maybe the possibility that the foundation of the dam was failing.
The dam keeper was worried enough that he called the man who designed and oversaw its construction, William Mulholland.
He called Mulholland, his boss in Los Angeles, and Mulholland and his assistant, Harvey Van Norman, showed up and took a look at the leak. There had been other leaks before, and they'd been patched. Again, this wasn't totally uncommon. You didn't see the water running muddy at all. It sort of became muddy after it mixed with construction debris. So at about noon, Mulholland returned back to Los Angeles. Literally 12 hours later, the dam failed catastrophically.
At 11:57 p.m., the dam collapsed.
First victims faced a 140-foot-high wall of water, woke up to be swept away. The first victims were those who lived in the powerhouse, families that worked for the Department of Water and Power. Only three individuals of the 67 people there survived. And then the water roared through San Francisco Canyon and then emptied out and began to go through the Santa Clara River Valley, hitting Fillmore and Piru and Bardsdale and Santa Paula and all the way to the ocean.
Wilkman says because of the hour, most people in the path of the flood were home asleep.
The flooding and the collapse of the dam broke the electrical power lines and, of course, any of the phone lines. It wasn't until really 1 o'clock in the morning, more than an hour later, that the first warnings began to be transmitted downstream. But in the 1920s, everybody didn't have a telephone. Many of the warnings had to be in person. So one of the famous characters from Santa Paula was a highway patrolman named Thornton Edwards, who went driving out with his colleagues, flashing and siren and shouting to people, "The flood is coming, the flood is coming," and to go to higher ground.
The water finally reached the ocean at around 5:30 a.m. the next day. More than 450 people died. The exact number isn't known because some bodies were buried under debris and other bodies were swept into the ocean. The disaster ended Mulholland's career. He was devastated by what had happened and retired. Wilkman says it was a combination of engineering problems and the placement of the dam in an area with difficult geological conditions which caused the disaster.
Immediately, there was this huge investigation, and it seemed everybody wanted to get this thing settled and out of the way as soon as possible. That's one reason why it's not so well known. The St. Francis was a failure of design, or certainly a failure of the location of the dam. It was really geology that brought the dam down. It was not a good location to build a dam.
But some good came out of the disaster.
It really led to the modern dam safety movement. To this day, California has one of the best dam safety programs in the world. However, the real problem we face today, and Oroville is an example of that, is maintenance.
While the disaster has been largely forgotten, it may get new attention through television. Wilkman's book about the disaster has been optioned by a producer for possible development as a miniseries. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.